AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI's Ox in the Afternoon. Brought to us all by Linex, Detective Coatings and Truck Accessories and Raleigh's, and Barton Walter Creer. We're going to have some open line opportunities here for you coming up after 4:30. Also on the front page of Sunday Star Tribune, as Minneapolis crime surges, arrest numbers fall. Wow, like a lot. We'll get into that as well as whatever you want to talk about. And, you know, a little bit of Christmas cheer as well here in the last hour of Ox in the Afternoon today. Before we get there, though, we have a couple of special guests joining us here at 4:09, 9 minutes after 4 o'clock on Ox in the Afternoon. Jeff Merrill and Jeff Otto. At least I know Jeff.
That's Ryan Otto. Sorry about that. That's my fault.
I'm sorry. Ryan Otto and Jeff Merrill. Ryan is a we knew Jeff was going to be with us. We're just now hearing that Ryan is with us. Jeff is the head of the sports gaming at St. Croix Casino. And Ryan is the assistant sports director. Okay, guys, let's put you on.
Correct.
Welcome to Ox in the Afternoon, fellas. Thanks for coming on.
Hi, thanks for having us.
I read, okay, here's what I read, and I don't know what it means. Today, you guys had a signing ceremony of an amended compact for the purpose of sports wagering. You're kind of trend-setting here at St. Croix Casino, and we'll talk all things sports wagering, what this is all about. But first, St. Croix Casino, you guys are just across the river in good old Scone, correct?
That's right, Turtle Lake, Wisconsin.
All right. We're familiar with that, certainly. And what happened this morning?
Well, the state of Wisconsin has compacts with the tribes in relation to gaming. And whenever we offer new games, like we are with sports betting, we have to have an amendment. And the amendment process, kind of a political and legal jousting, if you will, as well as some negotiations financially. But today, everything was approved, and the governor was at our Danbury facility and signed off on everything that we need to sign off on, so we get to move forward from here.
On what exactly?
On sports betting, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. And so if you can explain to us, you know, what that is. So, like, can I, from, like, my house in Minnesota, can I call in a bet somehow, or is it on location sports betting, or and was it illegal before, or is it illegal before? You haven't been able to do that. I forgive me for not being well versed in all the legalities there, but this looks like a step in the right direction for those looking to finally be able to legally bet on sports.
Sure, and then that's what it is we now get to legally bet on sports, fantasy sports, things of that nature. So when you are watching, when you're paying attention to the Vikings, and it says the Vikings are a 115 favorite to win, that means that you can start placing wagers here in our casino and hope that the Vikings are the winner. Now, there's a lot of different bets, of course, involved with that. But going back to the online, we do not offer online. The state does not allow that. So you have to be in property or in our casino to wager. And once you get here, you can use your phone to place a wager from anywhere in the building, but no, you can't be at home and bet.
Okay.
Yet.
I didn't know. So in other words, you were unable to, like, and what we used to call these back in the day were like sports books. I remember being in Vegas and you know, they had a bunch of screens and everybody was sitting around and betting on sports, and it was just a blast. That has not been permitted, at least until now, at your casino?
No, that was illegal in almost all the states except for Nevada. And a few years ago, back in 2018, Governor Christie in New Jersey challenged that ruling and said, hey, if you can make it legal in Nevada, it has to be legal everywhere. And the Supreme Court made a 6-3 ruling that said that he was correct. And over the last couple of years, states are moving forward with allowing sports betting now.
So that's what Wisconsin just did today, or is it just for St. Croix Casino?
Well, they actually approved the Oneida Casino, or the Oneida Tribe, over by Green Bay approximately, what, Ryan?
A month ago, maybe.
A month ago, yeah. And they've approved our compact today.
So that allows you to, I mean, can you, will you have like a whole special casino area for sports betting and things? And might be a great place to watch the games.
Yeah, that's what we're working on as we speak. We're making a new area just for that. It's called The Book. It'll have kiosks in there where you can make your bets. There'll be a bar area and food and drink. So it'll be a pretty good little spot.
And it's a whole new offering. So this is a whole new thing.
Yep,
for
it's something that started within the last few weeks for everybody, yes.
What will that mean then, like moving forward for you guys? Is this something that'll really create a niche for St. Croix Casino, or do you see other tribes jumping onto this too and getting these compacts, or do they even want it?
Well, as of right now, Oneida in Green Bay and us here in St. Croix are the only two tribes that are moving forward with it that we know of at this time. Now, we do anticipate some of the tribes moving forward, but as of right now, we are the only ones that have approached the governor and asked for those compact amendments. So you hit the nail right on the head a little earlier when you had mentioned that we were doing some trend setting. So that's kind of our goal is to, like you had talked about, we have a book that we are creating, a sports book designated solely for sports book. We'll have a bar, food, think of it as like a sports bar, a true sports bar, but in this case, you'll actually be able to use the self-service kiosk or a ticket window and place those wagers.
This is, it's kind of neat. I mean, for those of us who have, you know, been to the sports books in Vegas, people have been clamoring for this, right? I mean, people want legalized sports gambling even outside of the casinos. So for you guys to legalize this, given the people clearly what they want.
Well, and we hope that the response is the same that we've been hearing, and that is pretty much everybody, like you said, wants this. And, of course, it's a lot of fun. That's the biggest thing, is it creates a lot of excitement. Heck, even for the NBA drafts or the NFL drafts, things like that, people like to wager on that stuff. And by the way, that being said, the true terminology for sportsbook is actually event wagering, because if you want to wager on the Grammys or if you want to wager on who's going to win a Golden Globe, you can certainly do that as well.
Oh, really? Okay. Awesome. Is that now? And, yeah. And for, so like for sports, is it all sports? What are the limitations there?
The limitations, well, it will be for all sports except Wisconsin, college and high school or political events. You cannot wager on those events. So you cannot bet on the Badgers.
Oh, or, if Scott Walker is going to come back and become governor again.
You can't bet on that, sorry.
Well, your St. Croix Casino in Danbury, I drive by a lot, and I've always wanted to stop in there. And now, are you going to be able to do it at that location or all locations, or how does that work?
Yeah, no, we're slated to have it in Turtle Lake, in Danbury, and I believe even in Hurdle, but... Yeah, you definitely will be able to do it in Denver.
Awesome. Well, fellas, is this effective? Okay, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say our sales pitch is going to be what's going to create us a little bit different. You said you've been to books in Nevada. Excuse me.
Yeah.
And that is that most books are straight ahead viewing. Everybody walks in. There's one wall with all the TVs. We are doing 360-degree seating. And there isn't going to be a bad spot in the house.
We've
got one TV that is 7 feet by 9 feet with the VIP lounge seating. And then I think right now we have a total of 30 other, 85-inch TVs and various sizes. But ultimately, there isn't going to be a bad seat in the house.
Wow. That's a big move. All right. Well, congratulations. When does this all start?
We hope within about the next month we have to have the book completely open and ready.
All right. Very good. Well, thanks for sharing. That's a big compact signing this morning then.
Yes, thanks for the interest.
Absolutely. Jeff Merrill and Ryan Otto joining us from St. Croix Casino. The sports book is coming soon to a casino near you at 4:18 on KNSI's Ox in the Afternoon. I never thought about it. I didn't know that wasn't legal. Am I the only one? I didn't know you couldn't do that at Indian casinos. I knew that it wasn't legal like for other places, but I assumed that since they can gamble, why couldn't they bet on sports?
Yeah.
What am I missing?
I don't know. I never really thought about it because I don't think about it. If I'm at one of those places, I just like to sit down at a table and, you know, give them all my money. So I never think about
it. Yeah. Interesting. Well, that will be a destination.
I can't. Yeah. That sounds really cool. Really cool. And you said you've been to some of the sports books in Vegas. They're a blast.
Oh, well, this is a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. And they were amazing.
They're a blast.
I was just like, I mean, this is back before, you know, before really sports bars were a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
Yeah, it was so that long
kind of
ago.
New paradigm.
And that wall with the wall of screens, you know, was just like, whoa, holy cow, what is this?
Probably overhyping your senses, I suppose.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
That was back when, you know, prime rib dinners were $3.99 and breakfasts were 99 cents in the basement of Circus Circus. Anybody remember that? Jeez, that was the place to go for breakfast.
There's still those places around, any of those that have that kind of stuff?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I
mean, everything's not even on the old strip.
20, 30, 40, 50 bucks. It's all market price now. And hotel rooms, you know, were, you know, $29.99, and it was like the Holiday Inn or something.
And yet the quality of people has gotten worse.
Really?
In Vegas. I don't know. I can't say it because I wasn't there like in the
Well, there weren't any
the
families.
80s,
no families would ever go to Vegas.
Do I hate families? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying. I mean, it was a whole nother deal. You didn't bring your family to Vegas.
And I'm just kind of being a jerk, too. It's not that bad.
420, 20 after 4 o'clock. And you know what that means. This is KNSI's Ox in the Afternoon.